I stumbled into some visitors who were outside the window a couple seconds ago because they're here in Louisville for a show I was unaware of. Everybody's talking about the NCAA. The Pirtle family and friends. Hey, by the way, friends, you can all make noise too. Yeah, what's up? Are here. Jason, the dad.
Yes, sir.
And your first name is?
Barrett.
Barrett. I don't run into many guys named Barrett, but that's a cool, distinguished name.
Thank you.
But you are wearing a sweatshirt that shows, it says Redhead. Is that a brand of some sort of like bow?
Well, it's like hunting.
It's
like,
hunting gear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get most of my meat out of a case at the grocery store. So, and you are here competing, doing what?
Shooting, like, you know, I'm trying to get to like a professional level, but like just competing, you know, to hopefully do good, you know.
Of course. Hit the target a whole lot of times. That's
the
whole idea.
Try to shoot a perfect
score. How old are you?
16.
So you're in like a junior in high school or something?
Freshman.
You guys live in where, Mr. Pirtle?
Well, we live real close to Wichita, Kansas.
Oh. So, yeah, let me switch gears for a second. You know there's a team of yours that's in the NCAA tournament that's kind of good.
Yes, there is.
You've heard about that, have you?
Yeah.
They were good last night. They're putting their feet up today and icing their ankles. They're going to be fine, but they're like America's new darlings.
Yeah.
But your son is going to become a new hero because of what he's doing. Tell me how many competitors are here in Louisville.
Probably like 3,000 to 2,500 probably.
Do you have to outshoot all these people?
No. That's overall.
Just other 16-year-olds?
Well, there's probably a couple hundred, you know, in my age division.
Mm-hmm. He shoots the 15 to 17-year-old young
category,
adults.
Okay. And then so what do you do? Do they have a guy in a moose suit run across the floor? Or are you actually hitting a stable target?
It's like a five spot, so there's like an X in the middle, and that's pretty much what you try to go
for. I've thrown darts before. Is this similar, except you're shooting an arrow?
Well, yeah. Some people shoot, like, I have to shoot, like, different spots, you know. Some people shoot at, like, the same spot every time, like recurve shooters and stuff, but I can't because I'll ruin arrows.
Is there good money in this?
Yes, yeah.
So you can earn a lot of money?
Mm-hmm.
And then what about groupies? You pick up some friends that way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I love you. You're the best arrow shooter in the world.
Yeah.
So how did you pick up this sport?
My dad, when he was – he was a bow hunt. Well, he still is. He used to shoot and stuff as bow when I was younger, like Wyatt's age. So, like, probably 6, I was watching him shoot and stuff, and then – I was interested also, so he got me a bow, and I started shooting my bow when I was probably 6.5, 7 years old.
Yeah. So you have like an animal head on the front of your car?
No.
See, that's what I'd do. If I got one, I mean, it would be right up there instead of a hood ornament.
But he's got a bunch of sheds on the back.
Yeah, a bunch of sheds on the back of my truck.
School me. I don't know what a shed is.
Antler. A deer antler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they shed them.
Then when they drop them, like in February or something. Then
those things are great for scratching your back.
It worked. It worked.
So you're in Louisville for how many days?
Well, we're here like competing for probably like, I think, 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just going to do some sightseeing after this.
Very good. So you compete and then – so it's not like you have to go to a certain stage and then they cut you loose. You do it all the way through anyway?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Day by day.
You're racking up points, and it's like a scorecard for the whole year.
Yeah, scoreboard, something like that.
Well, I'm going to watch for you on TV sometime shooting.
Thank you.
And then what kind of stuff are you guys looking for to do? You don't know anything about Kentucky? You're new here?
Yeah, we're new here.
What have you learned so far about us?
Well, looks like we're going to go find some pie at some point.
Oh, pie?
Oh, yeah, the Derby pie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a specific brand.
Okay.
And if other restaurants use that term, they get sued. You gotta be careful with that. Yeah, there. That's one of the things we do. What else do you know about Kentucky? Either one of you.
Kentucky bluegrass.
Okay, that's good. That's actually what they call it. What is different about Kentucky that surprised you when you were here?
How green everything was.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're just rolling in the springtime. It's going to look a lot better. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. You got a bunch of little kids with you, but there's a bourbon trail for when the grown-ups are here, and that just goes on forever out into the state because we're famous for that as well. What about baseball bats? You ever seen those before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's right down that way, too. So you'll have to pay a visit there, too. All right, and you can't shoot arrows with that thing.
No.
But it comes in handy now and again. Well, listen, best of luck in the competition. It's great to see you guys.
Thank you.
And enjoy your stay.
Thank you.